And work for art just means that every paycheck, a little something is taken out for the arts, and I don't have to do anything. And at the end of the year, I get a statement. But I also get this card. And this card gets me discounts on art and culture programs throughout our community. And so I'm grateful for Work for Art. You know, each year, we get a chance to hear from the very best in our community. And Eloise, in my humble opinion, this was the best presentation we've ever had. And I know a ton of work went into this. You and Jeff and Johanna. But I also want to acknowledge Jenny Kalis on my team. Every great performance, when it's successful, happens because of a lot of rehearsals and a lot of time. Jenny, would you please stand from my office and take a bow? So, everyone up here, as I've learned, has something about the arts that they love. And what I enjoy so much in talking to my colleagues is learning about Dan's passion and Charlie's passion and Amanda's and Steve. And they will do things without any fanfare. And as patrons, they will go out and enjoy the arts. So as your arts commissioner, I just wanted to note a couple of the highlights from this past year for me. Charlie's a big supporter of the Portland Symphony. This past year, I got to see Esperanza Spalding, the great Esperanza Spalding, on the stage performing. And it was an even greater honor to actually get to meet her afterwards. Recently, I got to attend Portland Playhouse's provocative play, How to End Poverty in 90 Minutes. Now, we didn't figure out how to end poverty, but we took a vote afterwards, and Commissioner Fritz, you'll be pleased, that we allocated $1,000. That was the money that was to be spent on ending poverty. We allocated that money to our friends at Family Forward so they could continue to spread the mission of earned sick leave for all Oregon workers. I got to go see the new PNCA space in what's our growing cultural district and see something amazing. Downstairs, we recently welcomed the best of art from Portland Public Schools, and I hope everyone will have a chance to go downstairs and see that art. We celebrated the dance when Northwest Dance Project celebrated a significant milestone, and I was reduced to tears like everyone else when the singers from Fame performed at Fame's birthday bash. We kicked off the Montevilla Jazz Festival on 82nd, spreading the gospel of jazz further east. And Andrew, I was among the thousands that cheered when Calvin Trillin spoke at your anniversary bash. I could go on and on. But what I'm saying, I think, is how proud and grateful I am to live in a city that values arts and culture and that provides so many opportunities for us to experience the best on a regular basis. So in closing, I'd like to offer my thanks to the dedicated team at RAC, to Eloise and Jeff and Johanna and everybody who worked so hard, to Jan Robertson and the board, and we have other board members here that work tirelessly to keep us on track, to all of our partners. You know, we're a big team in this state, and we don't operate in a vacuum. So we are grateful for the Arts Commission. We're grateful for the Oregon Cultural Trust. We're grateful for all the advocacy groups and all the nonprofits and all the advocates and everybody who's out there agitating and pushing and singing and pushing to do more for the arts. I'm grateful for the Arts Oversight Committee, and Stan Pankin is here. I think the only harder job in town is to be a school board member. And Stan, you're a volunteer, and thank you for your service, and thanks to all the members of the oversight body. I'm especially grateful to the Portland voters who have consistently said that they value this investment. And if we don't make this investment, we may lose something special in this community. And I will close by saying I'm especially grateful to serve on a council that gets it. Throughout my 7 years on this council, we have always found the resources in every budget during good times and bad to support arts. And when we do so, we're supporting the kids in our elementary schools, we're supporting the budding poets, we're supporting the people who are passionate about dance. We're making arts and culture available to people who have disabilities. We are in bringing everybody in our community under the same tent and celebrating together. And that's a beautiful thing. And I am so grateful that my colleagues consistently prioritize funding for the arts. It makes me proud to be a Portlander. And today I proudly vote aye in accepting the report.
Seltzman?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his enthusiasm, unbridled enthusiasm for the arts, and he's doing a great job as the arts commissioner. So thank you for this wonderful report. It was very uplifting, and it's a good insight into the rich and vibrant scene we have here in arts and culture. It constantly amazes me the number of organizations and artists and theaters that managed to make a go of it here in Portland. So it's a great, great indicator. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Eloise, and thanks everybody who was here today. Mayor, the performance by the Decembrists downstairs a few weeks ago and the performances we heard this morning were among the highlights of my tenure on the council. And I suggest that in the budget process, we adopt number of days that there's music in City Hall as a key performance indicator for the city.
Hales.
Well, first, Commissioner Fish, thank you for your energetic, effective leadership on our behalf as a council and on the community's behalf in working with these amazing staff and volunteers and artists to bring us this report today and to bring us this picture of health that we have in our local arts scene. This report sings to me on three levels. One is strategic. As mayor, I'm constantly dealing with questions of the economy through the Portland Development Commission or otherwise. CEOs want to talk to mayors. And so I end up having a lot of those conversations. And I just want to affirm what you said, Nick, that not only for the workers, but for the decision makers, the quality of the arts scene here is a factor in our success. And in fact, it's good for us to all think about that as one of those factors, because if you look at the research, it's not just anecdotal conversations with individuals, whether they run companies or work there, but there's really good research that shows that this is a smart and strategic investment. This series of reports has come out of an organization called City Observatory and led by Joe Courtwright from here in Portland. They've done three reports now, and I encourage people to look at all three of them. The first one was about how mobile talent is and how it's moving around the country. And no surprise there, but it's affirmation that that's going on, and it's those same folks that you were talking with. The second report is about how concentration of poverty is getting worse. So this is not all happy talk out of this think tank, City Observatory. And the third one, which was published yesterday, is about how economic activity around the country is reconcentrating in cities. Well, if you look at those trends, you realize that we are in a competition with Houston and everywhere else because it's all about quality of place and quality of the urban experience that determines our economic future. And therefore, the arts does play a really important role in that equation. And we have a lot going for us, but we have to remain competitive for our own sake, as well as because we are in a global economy and competing on that basis of quality of place and quality of experience here. The second level that this resonates for me on is civic, and that is I see that connection with people that arts makes and that art education makes for our kids. It just happens that in the last couple of weeks, not only did we have this wonderful song from the King School students this morning, but I visited the Park Rose Middle School and listened to their band rehearse. And they're great. And they're a middle school band. And they're great and succeeding in part because of the arts tax and its support for education in across our community. And then I went to Sunnyside School and saw the production there supported by an artist in residence of an amazing play about Portland's history called Portland the Musical. And those kids learned a lot about Portland history because they sang it. And they learned that story in a very accessible way for those kids. So I see how it enriches our lives and equips our kids to be fully functioning people and later fully functioning citizens. Then the third part of it's personal. I do love music. I do love drama. I do love art. And I love living in a city where those things are rich and real. One of the most intimidating and exhilarating experiences of my life was because the council chose to restore our Symphony in the Park summer concert in Waterfront Park. The symphony allowed me the privilege of getting up and conducting a John Philip Sousa march in front of 20,000 of our neighbors, and that was really scary but really wonderful. And the most important thing about it was, regardless of my effectiveness or ineffectiveness in conducting that piece, there were families and people from across Portland out there on a beautiful summer night enjoying music and enjoying community life. And then, again, all around us in my family, we see the benefits of art. Nancy and I got to sing on the stage with the Fame Academy kids at Pioneer Courthouse Square, and it was just so much fun to even to do that. My son Gavin, as a stage manager, has worked at Artist Rep and at Milagro Theater, and his life is richer because of that. We adopted a young woman in Nancy's tradition of adopting 20-somethings when they move here, named Kendall, who's a local bronze artist, and she's able to make a living here in Portland because of the quality of our citizens' support for art. And so we see that pay off in our own lives as a family and as people that love this city. So thank you all for this success story. You have five people here who are committed to continue it, and we look forward to another great success next year when you come back and tell us even more good things. Well done. Thank you. Aye. I got a quick question.
Thank you.
That's how we get those meetings. That's going to be our new tradition of doing opera in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get
opera.
Who else? Hey, Jeff? Why don't you come down? Ladies?
Ladies? How many more are there?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I look out on my
yeah. Yeah. Where are we
looking? Turn a little more. Perfect. Whoa. Great. So, to our great poet, what was more nerve-wracking, reading a poem at the Schnitz or before City Council?
I don't know, the volume was pretty large.
2,200 people.
Amazing.
Thank you all.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christmas all year on the third of the Opera Company.
Thank you.
It's great fun.
So you want to cover the...
You can only talk to me for my agent.
Christopher.
That was... It's done
great.
Right.
This is cool.
You
like the
Well done. All out
of it. You don't need microphones.
It was the most intimidating and exhilarating thing I've done.
Hi. Hi.
Well done. Nice to see you.
That was great. Yeah, it was fun. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay, folks, we'll need to resume in a moment or two. A pretty sociable crowd here.
Oh, that was amazing. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Text me directly, but you know, yeah. Phone, okay.